Hello, and welcome to another episode of Untangling. Yeah, so Donald Trump got arrested. It has been a surreal day, and if I told you Donald Trump getting arrested would actually be the second shocking thing that happened to me today, would be an understatement. Won't talk about the first, but in regards to Donald Trump getting arrested, I don't think people understand, okay? This is the United States of America. The 45th president of this country has an inmate number. It is so crazy right now. And it's one of those things where people just simply trying to wrap their brains around this whole thing. But I hate to be the one who said, I told you so. When I was on Facebook, I saw who a lot of the people were who I grew up with, their true colors. The fact that they would vote for this man. And I took a mental note. Hey, keep your enemies close, but your ex-friends a little closer. And this really was the greatest sense of relief for me, because I knew I would never in my lifetime, until they put me in that dirt, have another conversation with anyone who voted for this criminal. And I didn't look at it from my perspective. I looked at it from the danger of this man, what this man's future would mean to my daughter. And I remember at the time, you know, there was a lot of political talk because I was part of a Dad's Uplifting Dads, and somebody said something great. And they said, you know, I'm not going to get into my politics, but the one true characteristic of a leader is, can you de-escalate? And this person is the complete opposite. Brings chaos, brings a circus. And I saw this from day one. One of my closest friends, 17 years, we went to the University of Suffolk together, told me, I can't believe you wouldn't vote for him, this and this. We got into politics, you know, which I thought was a mistake, even talking politics, which is not a good thing to do. We haven't spoken since that day, and I feel relieved. There's a lot of people who are saying, Charles told us very early on, this man was going to prison. And the reason why I knew he would be going to prison is because I've been around sociopaths like Donald Trump, where their purpose in life is to simply use you as a stepping stool to get to where they need to go. And once they get there, they no longer need you. I've always had a sense of appreciation for these people because they've really helped prepare me for the sociopaths that I've had to deal with in leadership, how to massage their egos a little, because they have fragile little egos, how to have a conversation when they're in a good mood or a bad mood. Everything resolves around their world. What's my approach? What's my strategy? So there is good in that, and I've had conversations with my wife. You know, the reason why I push my daughter, and you know, every now and then we kind of get into it where, you know, she fights back and I'm like, you're not stepping all over me. So I kind of fight back a little, and this is all conversation based. And then she's just like, you know, you're so mean, you're this, you're that. And part of that is because I know the animals that I had to conquer. I know they're out there. I know there's predators out there. And once you step out of your door or your house, you better know how to deal with these animals, okay? And so with Donald Trump, interesting fact, I was fortunate enough to have a wedding in a very, very prestige club in Boston, the Harvard Club. It's a memory I'll never forget. And you have all the president's pictures of the who's who, JFK, any, you know, Bush Sr., Bill Clinton at the time. You know, Obama, I want to say, was still serving, so there was, you know, no picture of him up there yet, but, you know, it's there probably now. Eisenhower, who else? Lincoln, George Washington with a horse, and the painting is a painting of this horse's ass that George Washington's just like standing there. Surreal stuff. And then I said, you throw that clown up there, 45, okay? When you elect a clown, expect a circus. That's always been my focus. The way this guy literally couldn't de-escalate race tensions within this country, making fun of people. Oh, there's good people on both sides. You have the Nazis and the people fighting Nazis. Yeah, I don't see the difference in the two. Really? You don't see the difference between people who put people in a gas chamber compared to the people trying to stop it? All that rubbed me the wrong way, and I never held back on Facebook in regards to how I felt. I removed myself from Facebook because when I got into my corporation, I also saw how some of the people in my corporation thought, and I knew I had the upper hand. So if you're wondering why I haven't had a conversation with you within the last 8 years, it's because I believe in a simple philosophy. If you're stupid enough to make a bad decision that could jeopardize the future of this country, you now become a dangerous human being, and I can no longer be around you. That's the why, okay? I lived this in Vegas. We had a roommate, one of the nicest kids, always trying to get on his feet, but kind of kept falling back. Always had an excuse. It was 2008, market crashed, 3 people living in an apartment. All 3 of us had one thing in common. None of us had a job. So me and a really close friend, we're out hitting the pavement, trying to make things happen. We come home and some of our food's gone. And our roommate, hey, what'd you do today? Oh man, you know, hung out, trying to figure things out, this and that. Okay, no problem. Next day, back to the pavement. I'm going to a place called Vaughn's. Hey, are you guys looking for any worker? Literally, I will bag groceries if you'll let me. No, we're good. We don't need any baggers right now. It's a real hard economy. We have a hiring freeze. That's Vaughn's. I go to Walmart. Yeah, you know, come back. We'll give you an interview. I go to Walgreens. We'll give you an interview. Grinding. Mind you, I have a degree from Suffolk University. And I'm like, I'm not above Walmart. I'm not above Walgreens. And I'm not above being a janitor to pay my rent. We come home. Our roommate's sitting there having a beer, you know, watching TV. And my other roommate looks at me. And I look at him. And I know what I got to do. So my other roommate leaves. I go up to this roommate and I say, hey, I'm going to give you 48 hours to leave this apartment because you missed last month's rent. I know we all have hard times, but we're trying to figure out how to make this work and you don't seem interested. What do you mean, man? What do you mean? I can't leave. Like, I have nowhere to stay. I go, I understand that, okay? But you're not going to stay here. You have to go figure things out. And it was kind of a sad story. That night, I actually, we lived in this complex, and I saw him walking around the complex, true story, with like a Bible in his hand, kind of just like praying, you know, to a higher power. Like, because when you force somebody onto the streets, now it becomes real. And he's just like, and, you know, after he left to go on his walk with his Bible, my roommate and I, we had a conversation. He goes, what happened? I go, I gave him 48 hours to get out of this apartment. And he's just like, my roommate shrugged his shoulders, went into his room. It is what it is. So 48 hours comes up. This guy, you know, packs up his stuff. He's like, hey, you know, I think I got an interview. So my roommate kind of helped him out with a tie, all this stuff. Who knows? It might have been all BS. And I said, whether you get this job or not, I want you out of this apartment when you get back. And sure enough, he got back, packed his stuff, never heard from him again. Good fucking riddance, okay? And I bring that story up because people who don't want to try, who don't want to make a good decision. You know what's not a good decision? When you're unemployed, sitting on a couch, drinking a beer. That's not a good decision. And when I saw his decision-making skills, I said, I'm going to get as far away from this human being as possible because he is now dangerous. That's the why on why I got rid of him. So back to all our friends, my friends that I no longer talk to, you voted for a criminal that's going to go down in American history. Even though you knew me 17 to 25 years prior, and I've always been honest, I've always been truthful, I didn't tell you not to vote for George Bush because personally, I don't care, okay? I didn't tell you to not vote for George Bush Sr. I don't care. It's politics, right? We have our different perspectives. It is what it is. I saw Donald Trump. I saw this animal, this hustler from a mile away. You said, you know what? Our friendship's not worth it. Had a friend. Military, okay, went to 3 tours of Iraq, gets back, we have a conversation, and he's just like, listen, my mental health, it's off, you know, what I saw, I'm talking to him, being a great friend, He hangs out with my brother, ends up, you know, kind of crashing with my brother, you know, ends up doing a thing. And then I had a conversation with him, and he wanted to talk politics. I'm just like, yeah, man, you know what? I'm just going to kind of keep my politics to myself. And he goes, listen, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. He's military. You know, he said he's going to basically cut our military pay. And I'm looking at this guy like 23 years. I go, you're going to vote for Donald Trump? And he goes, yeah, man, like he has the military's back. And I go, and it was at that moment in that conversation, and I knew my worth. My worth as a friend was less than that $8 in savings Donald Trump was going to give him. I have never spoken to that kid again, who used to be my next door neighbor, that we went through so much together, 17, 18, 19 years of hell. It's going on 10 years since the last time I had a conversation with him, and I've never felt more relieved. I don't care where he is in the world. I don't care what he's doing. Never want to hear about him again, okay? And so with Donald Trump now, with this mugshot, you have to be honest. Who's ever listened to this? And it's okay if you voted for him, if your significant other voted for him, if a close friend, somebody your friend with voted for him, okay? You have to understand they voted for a criminal. And, you know, I was watching the news, and this guy had a great question. He goes, would you vote for somebody with a mugshot? We all knew that answer yesterday, but I'll tell you this, that answer is going to change tomorrow. Yeah, I would. It's injustice. They came after him. The justice system's not fair. Oh, that's interesting. Guess what? African Americans have been telling you that for 80 years, and now you want to come on board because of some deadbeat who's a hustler, who knows how to manipulate people, who's a sociopath, okay? Here's one way you could always judge people. And if you're an audience listening, I get it. Some of us like pets, some of us don't. I've always been perplexed by a person with endless wealth that does not own a pet. Okay? I have two dogs and I'm middle class. If I had $1 billion, I'd have a farm with dogs. I don't have the income to adopt more dogs. If you're a cat person, adopt more cats. And I've always been kind of perplexed by people with money who are just like, I'm never going to help out a person. I want to adopt. I want to be a father. That's one of those things where it's one of my barometers on how to judge people. Okay? No pets, $1 billion. Well, I'm too busy. Nobody with $1 billion is too busy. Look at Elon. Doesn't have a pet. Look at Donald Trump. No pet. Sociopaths hate to take care of anyone other than themselves, okay? That's why they say they are dangerous. You got to understand that word. They'll put you in harm. They'll put your family in harm. And all these lemmings that follow this loser now have to post $200,000 bail. And I'm hearing some of the people who've been arrested, one of them happens to be an African-American, shocking, cannot post bail, so now he's stuck in Fulton County prison or jail, however you want to refer to it. There's a lot of corrupt countries. Like my family, we had to escape Papa Doc Duvalier from Haiti because it was in turmoil. All hell was breaking loose, and Papa Doc didn't get arrested. Okay, Sweet Mickey, a musician. I'm a huge fan of his. Not a huge fan of his politics. He became a president of Haiti. He's never been arrested. He should have been. Wasn't arrested. Okay? There's corrupt countries that haven't figured out how do we arrest this person that we know is guilty of human war crimes. Look at Putin. Walking the streets, free as can be. And you say, I'm backing this guy. It's one of those things where the way I'm able to rest my head on a pillow at night is because I know in my heart I'm going to try to make the right decision. And trust me, you can be fooled if somebody tries hard enough. But at some point, you have to start doing the math and making sure it makes sense in your head. Here's another thing I know. I know a lot of people who told me, I didn't vote for that guy. I know damn well they did. Okay? And I said, imagine going around in life, and I've always said this about racist people too. If being racist is so great, why don't you just admit it to everybody? Why aren't you proud of it? Why are you hiding? Why are you navigating behind the scenes? Okay? If you voted for Trump. Why would you say you didn't vote for him? What are you hiding? And I always said this. I said, at what point are you going to decide to be an adult and take on responsibilities? Hey, you know what? I made a mistake voting for this guy. Now, that's somebody I could respect. But now the question I ask is, okay, you have Herman Cain died chasing this disaster. Ben Carson, nowhere to be seen or heard. Steve, is it Munich? Remember him? West Bank CEO, California, Secretary of Treasury. Does anybody remember Christopher Miller, Secretary of Defense from Iowa? You had Barr, okay? Kellyanne Conway, William Ross, CEO, remember him? Secretary of Commerce, okay? Sonny Perdue, Agriculture. You had Alex Azar, Secretary of Health and Human Services. Again, I said Ben Carson, he was basically HUD Director, Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. You have, who else do we have here? Who am I forgetting? There's so many of them. Pete Gaynor, Rhode Island, Secretary of Homeland Security under Trump. Mark Meadows, he's in a mess. He's in Georgia. He's just been arrested. And it's amazing how all these people, you know what they want right now? After all this support, all this hoopla. Don't forget Nikki Haley. She's running for president. All this hoopla. He's great. Not a peep. These are people who couldn't stop talking on this man. They were on every news station. Kudlow from CNBC. You're like, Kudlow? CNBC? Oh, yeah, I remember watching that guy in Squawker this week. You'll never hear his name again. Because they do not want to be associated with this man. They never want their name connected with this disaster ever again. Putting on the TV, I'm telling you, I'm on Reddit. I'll go to Google News. I get texts from close friends and relatives. Hey, here's what's going on in the world. I haven't turned my TV on in the last 3 weeks. The only reason I turned the TV on was to watch Painkiller on Netflix, which is a blockbuster show, by the way. And they said, hey, you have to see this to believe it. Okay, great. I'll put on the TV. And sure enough, it's Donald Trump, inmate number. They have this inmate running across the screen. And I'm like, I have to be dreaming, right? Like, this can't be real. A president of the United States is arrested on 38 felony counts. He's in Fulton County with a gangster rapper, Young Thug, who's also looking at a RICO charge. Can't forget Giuliani. Don't worry. I'm not going to forget him. He's in this mess. Giuliani, who helped take down the mob, is arrested. People joke around. Hey, Trump, he's so charismatic. Here's who Donald Trump is. He put on a suit. He hopped on a helicopter. He ran a fake business. He sat in a meeting, and everyone in the meeting and said, you're the greatest. You're the best. There's nobody smarter than you. There's no strategist better than you. You're the greatest. You own New York. You own Florida. You own Las Vegas. And then he'd leave the meeting and say, what a great meeting. I'm running a great company. His own CEO, I think it's Weissman, flipped to the FBI, said, yeah, we ran a criminal enterprise. Guilty. I think he got 2 years for embezzling God knows how many billions of dollars. And I said, only in America can somebody put on a suit, pretend to run a company, and everyone says, that guy's brilliant. And I'm sitting here, middle class, and I'm like, I work harder than he does. My father just didn't hand me $500 million, okay? Let's call it what it is. So with this podcast, you know, I'm going to try to do it at least maybe once a quarter, extremely busy. But I'm just blown away in regards to the history books, what this country stood for, fighting against Nazis. Yes, we had slavery, okay? I'm not going to sugarcoat this thing. There's some dark parts of this country. But for my daughter to be born, and she was born on Obama's last term and Trump coming into power. I go, this is what she was born into. And I remember my parents having to make a serious decision in Haiti. And that decision was simply, what's the future of this country? And they knew the answer because they ended up in America. And people joke around. Yeah, friends. He's so funny. Really? Funny? He was convicted of rape. And the media just simply glosses over it. A jury found him guilty of rape. And I'm just like, these are the people you're going to associate yourself with. These are the people you're going to literally go and hang out with. These are the people flying the flag. This kind of reminds me of, and this is why they say, you have to understand history or you're bound to repeat it. this reminds me of when the Civil War was brewing, and you had these people flying Confederate flags, and everybody's like, man, the people flying Confederate flags, they're kind of assholes, man. Like, what's going on? Like, they're really believing this slavery stuff. And your brain's kind of telling you, hey, we're dealing with humans here. Like, this doesn't seem right. And then you bag them, you let them into your house. Now look how the Confederacy is ranked. I said it, Nixon, the guy was brilliant. Attorney, literally, if he had Fox News, he would literally have a dynasty, probably in power today. He didn't have Fox News. And he knew, hey, I've done enough. They caught me. I got to resign and save face. He does his wave, gets on the helicopter. Because as crazy as Nixon was, he had an ounce of empathy that they were able to tap in. Donald Trump has zero. And so he's just like, okay, I'll save this country. Nixon was never arrested. There's no inmate number associated with Nixon, with Richard Nixon, who said, I'm not a crook. Watergate, that guy. Today, everybody wakes up, and I love the people who act like they have something better to do. Yeah, fantasy football, Colts are playing, Eagles, the Falcons are playing the Steelers, and those teams actually did play tonight. They act like that's more important than a president of the most powerful country in the world being arrested with a mugshot. I don't know. Here's my advice for the people listening to this show is in life, you have to make difficult decisions. And sometimes those decisions include, hey, I've known this person for 20 years, but unfortunately, I can no longer ever talk to them again. Okay? And don't get me wrong. I know people that I truly care about that love Donald Trump. Okay? And because of that, it's simply more of like, hey, here's your guy, Joe Biden. And I get that. You could have that back and forth fun. But I'll tell you this. It just got really, really serious. I've always kind of, I don't want to use the word kind of. I knew this has always been serious. But here we are. This guy literally told you, why aren't we back in Russia? We're not back in Russia because Putin's a grade A sociopath. He's a narcissist who blew up a plane, killed 8 innocent people to get to the one guy who embarrassed him and showed the world how weak of a human being he is. You think that's funny? I think it, and let's just say you do think it's funny. It's always funny until you're on that plane. Okay, that's how I look at things. These people try to tell you, hey, this guy Putin is extremely dangerous. Here's what he's capable of. If he gains power, here's his objective. He wants to bring back the USSR. He thinks it should have never been broken up, and he'll stop at nothing to make sure that happens. I don't know. He seems pretty cool on a horse. I'm just at a point where sometimes I ask myself, how stupid can people be? And what's even crazier is under the Constitution, there's no law that says Donald Trump cannot run as a inmate, even though you cannot vote as a felony. Everybody goes to the vote polls. They go, yeah, you can't vote as a felon. That makes perfect sense, but you could run for president. Here's what's even crazier, okay? Colombia, 1980s, early, complete disarray. Pablo Escobar is rising to power. He's going to hold power for the next 14 years, selling cocaine. People love him. And then he becomes a terrorist. So Pablo's story is he's the first narco terrorist, okay? There'll never be another. He's Bin Laden and Scarface in one, right? A narco terrorist, blowing up planes to kill his enemies, doing crazy stuff. He runs for president. You know what the country of Colombia says? Even though they were in disarray at the time, where politicians were being executed, along with judges, along with cops, they said, we'll never have a criminal run this country. And Pablo said, he ran, went to Congress, they embarrassed him, he walked out. And that's where all that animosity came, where he said, I'm going to show them, and became one of the most violent human beings who ever lived. Countries like that could see the danger on these people. And with America, CNN, the guy, the CEO who came in, he wanted to basically be the station of truth. What does he do? Donald Trump's convicted of rape on Thursday. He goes, hey, could you come and be part of a town hall on a Friday? And Donald Trump's like, yeah, I'll show up as long as, you know, my people are there. And the CEO of CNN's like, yeah, I don't see why not. And they said, why would you do this? Like, why would you have this man? Why would you give him this platform? And he goes, well, his voice needs to be heard. And I'm like, okay, so somebody who just got out of court, convicted of rape, their voice needs to be heard in America? And luckily, the owners of CNN, and don't be wrong, they're right-wing lunatics who own that station now, said, we have to fire this man. Like, they don't know who we are. We're behind the curtains. This man, this is crazy. And they fired him. The CEO put his family on the line to give Donald Trump an audience so he could just shoot from the hip, play his greatest hits, no new ideas, no policies, so he could get ratings, lost his job. And I'm sitting there, I'm just like, and everyone said, oh, he's a brilliant producer. He's a brilliant CEO. Really? That's another thing I don't want to hear again. Brilliant. Oh, you have no idea how smart this person is. Yeah, just like Elon, who bought a $54 billion app. Okay, not a company, an app. An app that Tim Cook needs to wake up one day and say, you know what? You're no longer serving this app on the Apple Store, and nobody's going to have access to it ever again. And I've always said this about Elon. It's amazing how everyone's a sociopath, but they always know where their bread's butter. I go, how come he's never said anything bad about Tim Cook? That's right. Tim Cook's his daddy who cuts his checks. He'll go after Mark Zuckerberg. He'll go after anybody. He'll never, in 10 years of Twitter, he's never once tweeted about Tim Cook. Because he knows, hey, that guy writes my check. I'm not as crazy as everybody might think I am. Okay? Sociopath. There's a, serial killer. The Gilgo Beach serial killer. Killed these girls, 13 years, nobody could catch them. The FBI and the cops finally were able to catch them about a month ago. And when they walked up to him to arrest him, you could just see all the confidence leave his body. Because he knew, they got me. And he also knew, right and wrong. Oh my God, I was killing people. And I say that because everybody knows right and wrong. They might pretend like they don't. Everybody knows right and wrong. Okay, so if you're a sociopath, you have no emotions. Why are you showing emotions when you get arrested? That's right. The jig is up. That's why you're showing emotion. But good to be back on the air. It's unfortunate that this is the conversation that we're having. But I'm telling you, I've never been at more peace when I call it trimming the fat, where the people who went on Facebook exposed themselves. Okay. I grew up in the projects. I used to hear people saying, chants such as, I smell bacon, I smell ham, I smell a pig in a blue sedan, okay? That's where I grew up. That was our perspective of police officers. And then Facebook comes out, and those same people, the same people I grew up with, they all saying, most of them saying, we back the blue. Imagine me reading that with the people I grew up with and reading that saying, we back the blue. I go, that can't be the same kid that was screaming, I smell bacon, I smell ham, I smell a pig in a blue sedan. I go, that can't be the same kid. And there was at that point where I said, listen, I don't know what anybody's capable of. As a matter of fact, I don't know who anybody is anymore. But here's what I do know. I'm going to remove myself from all of them. It's not worth the risk. And today, I know there's a lot of people, when they show that inmate number, they're saying, Charles was right. On Facebook. He was right. Oh my. He said it. This man's going to be arrested. He said it. This man should have been arrested when he violated the Civil Rights Act by not renting his apartments to African Americans. And him and his father paid their $20 million under the table so the feds could basically go away. He was right where in New York City, nobody became a billionaire without John Gotti getting a piece of that action, okay? So now you got to say, oh my goodness, this guy has mob ties. I know, sounds crazy. The more they dig, the more they find out on this person. And for somebody, and I'm telling you, if you're listening, if you voted for this man, keep it to yourself. It's nothing to be proud of. Today in Germany, you can't find one person's family who voted for Hitler. How did he get into power? Nobody knows. Nobody voted for him, apparently. And you are on the wrong side of history. I don't care if this man goes on to be the next president of the United States. He'll always be a criminal with an inmate number in the same county jailhouse with Young Thug in the same predicament. Would you vote for Young Thug? Sit on that one.
Tell me what you know.
DJ Yellow B, so it's a bang. killer than the bitch, man, I don't know how he voted. He could've hit them with the script, but he ain't sugarcoated. He told him what he told him. That was my brother, he broke. Gotta act like I don't know him. Don't call my phone no more. That nigga laughed at me in my face, don't know what he on no more. I even asked him, was it true? He told me, nah, lil' bro. Bitch, what you lying for? You had me crying, bro. Coulda did that time, ho. Now we ain't talking now. And he don't even call my phone no more, cause ain't nothing to talk about. Nigga, you dead wrong, let me on my own, cause you ain't real no more. This shit fucked up, niggas telling on the guys, I don't even wanna drill no more. Only even wanna drill no more. Bitch, I would've bonded you out. You could've stayed at my house. We would've figured it out. You took the easiest route. I wonder when he getting out. Who he gon' hang with now? Man, this nigga dangerous now. He might end up taking me out. Damn. He might end up taking me down. Damn. Won't feel safe if he around. Rollin' ain't gon' like how this sound. Cause bitch, you came up on the ground. You get hit with that, take a few foul. Just be quiet, cause these niggas loud. Man, I don't know why he told. That boy was realer than the bitch, man, I don't know how he voted. He could've hit them with the script, but he ain't sugarcoated. He told him what he told him. That was my brother, he broke. Gotta act like I don't know him. Don't call my phone no more. That nigga laughed at me in my face, don't know what he on no more. I even asked him, was it true? He told me, nah, lil' bro. Bitch, what you lying for? You had me crying, bro. Coulda did that time, ho. Oh, you a witness now. The realest nigga that I knew. You done turned Mickey Mouse. I heard they got you in that room. You put that business out. I bet they gave your ass some food. Said you was getting out. Now sit your dumb ass down. Bitch, I would've bonded you out. You coulda stayed at my house. We would've figured it out. You took the easiest route. I wonder when he getting out. Who we gon' hang with now? Man, this nigga dangerous now. He might end up taking me out. He might end up taking me down. Won't feel safe if he around. Rollin' ain't gon' like how this sound. Cause bitch, you came up on the ground. You get hit with that tech if you foul. Just be quiet, cause these niggas loud. Man, I don't know why he told. That boy was realer than the bitch, man, I don't know how he voted. He could've hit them with the script, but he ain't sugarcoated. He told him what he told him. That was my brother, he broke. Gotta act like I don't know him. Don't call my phone no more. Nigga laughed at me in my face, don't know what he on no more. I even asked him, was it true? He told me, nah, lil' bro. Bitch, what you lying for? You had me crying, bro. What?